大家早, good morning everyone. 今天终于来到了我们向大家报告的时候哈, today we finally arrived at the time when we have to report to you because you have supported us. 因为你们支持了我们哈, no matter whether it is in prayer or in your finances, and your love, you know, we really appreciate. 不管是在我们的祷告或是你们今天的奉献, 还有你们一直持续的关心和爱心, 我非常的感谢。 那今天呢,美安,姚红跟我,我们三个会一直在台上,我们轮流分享. So today, 美安, 姚红, and myself, we will take turns to share with you what happened on our mission trip. 在我们去参加感恩之前呢,你们一定很好奇,说我们去洛杉矶三次做这个短靴之前的培训,我们到底在干什么哈? You must be curious, what did we do on the three times we went to Los Angeles for the pre-mission training? What did we do over there? So first of all, we'd like to share with you what we did. 就首先呢,就跟大家分享我们的职前训练,就是宣教前期的培训, pre-mission training. Okay. So first of all, Mei-An,
or Yao-Hong,
Mei-An would like to share with us. In the morning, we listened to pastor's motivational and preparation speeches. 就在早晨,我们多半是听牧师们给我们打气, 给我们激励,还有给我们一些预备的一些信息。所以其中有一位呢,就是陈思立牧师. One of the pastors who shared with us is Pastor Frederick Chen. So Mei-An is now going to share what the main point that he shared with us.
The first point, have to confess your hidden sins.
所以他跟我们分享,第一个就是我们要承认,要认罪自己隐藏的罪。
And then you will present yourself as a living sacrifice.
然后我们要把自己献给神做一个活祭。
And be fulfilled with Holy Spirit.
然后第三点他强调说我们必须被神充满。那这就是陈斐利牧师, Pastor Fred Chen, 他跟我分享的, 就是要 preparing ourselves. 他分享的主题是我们必须预备好自己。 然后第二点呢,由我来分享。 The pastor Joshua Chen, 这位秀全牧师就是, he's a pastor, senior pastor of the San Gabriel Church, who is the main church that sponsors this mission trip. 那这位秀全牧师是最主要支持,负责推动这次短宣教会的主任牧师, 他就跟我们分享这个属灵的征战是怎么一回事, and he shared with us what the spiritual battle is about, and how we fight this spiritual battle. 所以他要预备我们做这个宣教的工作, so he's preparing us for the missionary work. 他分享的第一点就是说有两个敌对的这个国度, first, there is a two opposing kingdoms, 一个是神的国度, 一个是撒旦的国度, one is the kingdom of God, one is the kingdom of Satan. 那这两个国度一直在征战, 为了人的灵魂在征战, these two kingdoms oppose each other for the souls of humans, okay? 第二点他说呢, the weapons and the battleground. 他说这个武器还有我们的战场。我们的武器不是这个血肉的武器,而是要用属灵的武器。我们的战场是什么?就是人的灵魂。So the weapons we use is not flesh and blood, but the spiritual weapons. And the battleground is the heart, the soul of people. 那第三点, the third, 他非常跟我们说, the basis of our victory. 第三点是我们得胜的基础是什么呢? 我们的得胜的基础是什么? What is the basis of victory? 我们的基础就是耶稣基督已经得胜了, Jesus Christ has won the battle for us. 我们必须 stand firm on that. 就耶稣基督已经为我们得胜了, 那第四个呢, 就是 the full armor of God. 我们必须穿戴上神的全副军装. So we have to put on the full armor of God. And 第五点, 他说, 在这个全部的军装当中只有一个是攻击的武器, 其他都是防守的武器. And which one is the weapon of attack? 哪一个是攻击的武器呢? 就是圣灵的宝剑, right? The sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. 就是圣灵的宝剑, 就是神的话。 所以郑秀全牧师呢,就预备我们要从事这个属灵的征战。下面姚红就分享第三位牧师跟我们所分享的事情。这位杨英啊,牧师是从台湾来的,
and Pastor David Yong came from Taiwan. 他在早晨的时候就在跟我们讲,我们这次
and he emphasized that the short mission trip, we emphasize on God's unconditional love. 然后, 杨英啊, 牧师是上要, 预备我们，就是 serving from God's perspective， 要预备我们从神的观点来服侍。今天我们主日学一个很好的讨论分享，就是在神的眼中我们没有那么多的分别，他看我们的人就是人，我们会分我是中国人，我是日本人，我是韩国人，对不对？然后彼此不交往，好，我是这个文化的，我是这个信仰的，我是这个经济地位的，我是这个阶层的，我们人当中有太多的分别。 There's so many divisions among us as people, you know, whether we come from a different cultural background, ethnic background, economical status, social status, we are so divided in so many different ways. But God sees us as the human race. The human race. 神看我们就是人类，不管你是什么，神爱我们每一个人，用他无条件的爱。所以杨林朗不是特别要预备我们，就是 serve God, serve people from the unconditional love from God's point of view. 所以杨林朗不是特别强调我们要用神的爱好去服侍。然后 what do we do in the afternoon? 我们下午做什么呢？我们下午就是 practice teaching in the afternoon. 我们下午呢 divide into many different teaching groups, 然后老师来体验教学，然后呢假装当学生的呢就会给他一些回馈。好，So in the afternoon, we do practice teaching, and then we divide into many groups of teaching. And then the students, actually the co-workers, will give them feedback, you know, what was good and what needs to be improved. Okay, 所以就是我们去训练的哈。
看到这张图片，当时的场面还历历在目。每一次我们在出发之前，牧师都会带着我们祷告。
So when I see this picture, you know, it's still vivid in my mind. Every time before we leave,Pastor would help us by praying for us.
我们终于要出发了。
So finally, we're ready to leave.
师母，准备好，我们一起准备好，师母就一起带领我们走向了短宣之路。
So when we're ready, so we drive towards the mission trip.
And 我们是有22人同时从 Ontario Airport 飞。然后呢
So we have 22 people gathered at Ontario Airport to board on the same plane to fly to Taiwan.
对，飞了13个半小时
So we
到桃园机场。
The flight took about 13 and a half hours until we arrived at the 桃园 International Airport.
到桃园机场一共是有66个人。
So on that day, 66 people arrived about the same time.
在五点半的时候早上。
At about 5:30 in the morning.
对。然后大家就集体合照，这是他们的传统啊。
So we have a tradition is take a group photo.
嗯 ，with the suitcases，
带着行李箱、
行李箱一起照。对，
好。然后在桃园机场汇合完了，马上就在外面有一个大巴，两个大巴是等着，把我们直接就带到台中去了哈。所以还没有机会观光。So once we got there, they put us into two buses and then head down to 台中。So we didn't have time to for any sightseeing.
我们没有停留，直接到达了目的地之后，直接就进入到我们的礼堂里头，牧师和师母所有的只是这些负责人给我们做战前的教导。
So when we arrive, you know, we were right away we ushered into this chapel for our first co-workers assembly. So there were about 150 people for the first week.Coming from United States and from Taiwan. So, 从美国跟台湾来的第一批次呢，第一个礼拜大概有150个人，我们就排出了这个 love, 哈，就是人排出来的哦，150个人。So, 150 people lined up and formed the shape of love. 好，那在这个训练当中呢，牧师再一次提醒我们，哈，我们是服侍基督的，我们不是服侍自己。那他也用了很多的经文，那其中一个是说，我们原不是传自己。乃是传基督耶稣为主 We do not preach ourselves But Jesus Christ as the Lord 并且自己因耶稣基督做您的仆人 And Paul said He himself for the sake of Jesus Christ Has become your servant 那吩咐光从黑暗里出来的上帝已经照在我们的心里 The light that comes from God Has shone upon our faces 叫我们去传上帝荣耀的光 That we may preach God's glorious light所以牧师就用圣经的话鼓励，再一次鼓励我们，挑战我们。那在这个训练当中呢， 一个非常特别的一件事情哈。There's one very unique thing that was done at this training is Elder Liang. I don't know if you guys remember him. 一个梁长老来过我们教会哈，也是这个教会的长老。He led us in a prayer as Daniel did. 你知道在圣经但以理书里面，但以理代替以色列百姓向神认罪，好，然后讲了很多他们祖先犯的这个过错，然后求神的怜悯。那 and then this past this Elder Liang also did the same thing as Daniel did. He led us through a time of confession of the sins of our forefathers. 梁长老带我们做一个认祖宗的罪恶的这个一个整个的程序的罪好，然后求求神的怜悯对台湾。So and then he asked for God's mercy for Taiwan. 还有一件事情就是他为所有学校的校长祷告。And we pray for all the principals of the schools. And we 们也为所有的学生祷告。And we pray for all the students who are going to be serving. So that was a very, very unique time to pray such a thorough prayer. 在那个非常独特的时间，我们做一个很完整的祷告。好，那这是第二个礼拜，所以 these are the co-workers for the second week， 也大概就是150多个人。你们看到我在哪里？第九十分，我在最中间，被夹在所有的牧师当中。So I was caught between all the pastors. You know, they gave me a very honorable place. 他们把一个很尊贵的位置给我哈，很不好意思。OK， 那我现在要解释一下。Now I want to explain a little bit， 就是。为什么这个转宣会做得这么的庞大，而且能够做得这么的顺利？ The reason this mission group can be so large and then the mission work can be done so smoothly is because we have very, very good leaders. 就是因为我们有很好的团队的领袖。那团队领袖是分成好几类哈， There are many categories. 第一个就是属灵的领袖。First of all, we have spiritual leaders. 这些呢都是各个教会来的牧师。So there are pastors from different churches. 那在我们这边有总共四个营地。We have four different camps. 每一个营地都有一个负责的牧师。So every camp has a spiritual leader, the pastor. 然后呢，我们还有行政的 leader, 还有 administrative leader, 他们负责整个这个团队的运作，好，联系。So they are in charge of all the operation of this mission and then all the connections and contacts.还有教导的领袖 teaching leaders， 假如你在教导上有任何的问题，你可以去找你的 teaching leader。好 ，and then we also have school leaders， 每个需要去的学校，我们都有一个领队来带，他们会巡视整个教室，看每个教室的情况怎么样，有没有什么问题。So they would patrol around all the classrooms to see if there's anything that needs special attention。好，他们跟着我们的巴士跑。好，我们的巴士去到哪个学校，这个 leader 就跟着我们的巴士去到哪个学校。So the school leader also travel with us on the bus to different schools that we're teaching. 还有就是camp supervisor， 每一个营地也都有营长。Okay, there's a camp leaders. 然后他们每天晚上会发送代祷的事项。So every night they will send out the prayer request to all the people that are involved in the ministry. So 这是 so Later, I will share what I feel, my, you know, I feel about this.
代祷是像那个，我可以解释一下吗？因为，就是很难得一次机会，师母带我们去了，然后，因为我们教会是派出了三个姊妹，所以就把我们安排到同一间屋子里头。
So, three of us were put in the same room for them for to sleep.
是当我们要困的已经疲倦的，觉得那张床赶紧要休息的时候，那陪。
Or we feel very tired, we need to go and take a nap or sleep.
对，陪师母还在把所有的代祷信集中一下，然后用中英翻译再重新的发到网上。
And I would also stay up late to gather all the prayer requests and translate the Chinese into English and translate the English into Chinese and combine them all together and send out to the person in charge of.Putting the pictures together and then sending out to all the prayer warriors. 所以非常看重祈祷这件事情，就是我们晓得三餐都要祷告，对不对？ So we pray for all the three meals. 然后出发以前要祷告，进教室要祷告，回来要祷告。So before we leave, we pray. We go to the class and we pray. And after we come back, we pray again. Okay? So it's covered with prayer, and then you are all praying too. 你们也大家也在祷告。So it's covered with prayer, 哈，这个祷告遮盖了所有的事情。
这就是第一天我们刚进入到驻地那营地，然后牧师们在台上给我们做培训，最后在结束的时候，裴师母带领全体同工一起来祝福祷告。
So this is the first on-the-job training, and then the pastors were motivating us, you know, give us all the explanations, the instructions, and at the end they called me up to pray for everybody. So first again, I was shocked, you know. So 最后他们还请我上去祷告，我又好意外啊，觉得他们好像对我蛮好的哈。So like, you know, they treat me pretty well. 所以我就在祷，就是第一次的培训最后来做一个结束祷告。So I led the closing prayer at the first assembly. 然后呢，很奇妙，就是在这个宣教工厂上哈，你会意想不到的碰到老朋友。我就碰到一对以前我们在 Arcadia 教会的一对夫妻。So on the mission trip, sometimes you meet some old friends who also come on the mission trip. So I met this couple. The husband is an ophthalmologist. 他是一个丈夫是一个眼科医生。And he always often goes to Hong Kong to give training. 他也常到香港或者大陆去做培训。那他们现在住在北加州。现在住在北加州，他们也来参加。So they live in the Northern California, and then they also joined this mission trip. 那他先生在来这边是专门做这个 motivational, as a motivational speaker. 他作为一个励志讲员。
我们每天早上6:10的时候准时在这个顶楼啊，有这个就是每个教会和每个团体的这个啊。早上的灵修。
So every morning at 6:10, we need to gather together at the top floor and divide into different devotional groups to have morning devotion.
我们所用的教材呢，就是活泼的生命。
And the material we use is living life.
对，然后我们每天姊妹们呢一起祷告，为彼此的班级啊，然后为彼此身体啊上面休息上面要祷告。
And at the end of the devotion, we'll pray for one another.Pray for our classes and pray for our needs.
很有意思，可以听到来自不同班级的那种趣事啊，和他们每天所需要的这些需要的这些鼓励，从我们自己的同工上面来的鼓励。
And then we can hear encouragements from one another, and then they will share some stories from their classes as well.
Yeah. 就是每天早晨在做完。我们的灵修之后，大家排好队，站在那个方阵当中，我们就要准备要出发了。
So every morning after the devotion, we would line up in the gathering places, and we'll line up by the school and by the classes.
这是一个全然的属灵生活，从一早开始到晚上。
So this is a very spiritually concentrated lifestyle from the morning till late.
我们深深地感到主就与我们同在。
So we feel very deeply that God was with us.
大家看到我们站在前面之后，我们在做什么，你们知道吗？
So do you know what we do when we lined up?
对，每天早上穿上全副属灵军装。
So every morning we have to put on the full armor of God.
这个属灵军装实际上在很多年前几年前周师母在我们学习罗马书的时候，他讲到了我特别喜欢上帝给我们所赐的那个属灵的军装。
I remember Mrs. Chow when she was teaching Sunday school, she mentioned about the spiritual armor before.
这一次很有意义，我们每天都要穿上它。
And this time was very meaningful because every morning we had to put them on.
感觉有主给的这套护身衣，我们觉得真的有力量。
With this protective clothing from the Lord, we felt very strengthened.
那么我想请在座的弟兄姊妹，咱们全体起立。
So now I want all of you to stand up.
一起跟我同样感受一下当时的那种兴奋和喜悦的心情。
To feel the same excitement and our emotions at the time that we put on this armor.
首先让我们一起来，还加动作的。
With some act movement.
首先让我们带上真理的腰带。
So first of all, put on the belt of truth.
要。
And then the breastplate of righteousness.
平安福音的鞋。
And then the shoes with the peace of the gospel.
救恩的头盔。
And then the helmet of salvation.
信德的盾牌。
The shield of faith.
好，圣灵的宝剑。
And then the sword of the spirit.
挥舞出去。
And then you weave your sword.
好，谢谢。
Please stand still. 请大家继续站着哈 ，stand still， and then， 然后呢，我们就要唱这个歌，然后走出去了哈。唱，哦、oh, ，sorry， there was a。
我每一次全副武装之后，我们还要唱的一种先增添我们能量的歌曲。
And then after we put on the armor, we sing this victorious song.
代表我们今天要出发了，要以得胜的心态，以上帝给我们赐的力量。
So as we march out, you know, we need to go in the victory and the triumph of God.So let's sing this song. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is mighty. One more time, 再一次来 Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Glory,
glory, hallelujah. His truth is mighty. Okay, 现在可以坐下了哈，可以开始这样。好，台湾的文化哈，我特别拍了这张照片。这张照片你看到什么 ？What do you see in this picture? You see the lanterns? Yeah, 看到灯笼。还有下面的花盆啊，都是红色加上金色的 ，and then all the flower vases, the containers are mostly red with gold stripes. 所以从这个学校的装饰，你可以知道台湾本身还是相当的传统的哈。So from these decorations, you can tell that Taiwan is still very traditional. And then they try to preserve the Chinese culture, and the religion in Taiwan is a lot folk religion.Plus Buddhism and Taoism. And Christianity is a very minority in Taiwan. 那每天早上呢，我们一开头到学校以后呢，大概八点到八点半之间就开始有早晨的这个召会，好 ，Morning Assembly. 那在这个召会的时候呢，励志讲员会先讲个二十分钟的励志的信息。The motivational speaker would go first and give a message about 20 minutes.To motivate the students to do good and to achieve greater things, 要学生好尽力向上，然后能够去超越他们的这个他们的所能，好尽力的做好。那 sometimes the school leaders, like the principal, would also join us and give a short message. 有的时候学校的校长也会来参加，给学生讲几句奖励的话，哈，这就是早上的召会。那召会之后呢？召会之后呢？我们会有一个短片 ，after the motivational speech， there is a short video clip about the message， the lesson of that day。他会解释当天课程要教的基本的内容，然后还有一个短两个人的一个小小的短剧 ，and then there is also skit explaining more about that day's lesson。然后就有一些小孩子有舞蹈的动作，然后叫他们唱歌。And then there was singing, and there was dancing.
我们是以爱出发为主题，然后呢，讲的是 unconditional love, 就是无条件的这个爱啊。
So, the general theme is God's unconditional love.
这是学生的课本，然后我们每一页都是彩色的，就是想表达的就是那种精美哦，因为我们老师的那个教材哦都是黑白色。
So the teacher's curriculum are printed in black and white, but the student's handbook is very colorful.
很精美的教材。
And very beautiful.
而且教材的内容也非常的严谨。
And then we have very, very, very good alignment of the lesson plan.
对，我们每一天呢都会讲一个美国的这个节日。
So every day we would focus on one of the American holidays.
第一个节日呢就是感恩节，是情人节。
The first holiday was Valentine's Day.
然后你看在黑板上我们会选出一些 单字去教他们。
And we'll teach them vocabulary related to Valentine's Day.
比如说情人节的时候我们会准备什么给我们爱的人。
For example, what should we prepare for the people we love on Valentine's Day?
因为从爱的这个主题出发。
So everything comes out from the theme of love.
嗯哼。然后还有每天都会做一些就小的手工，像情人节我们就做了这个情人节的书签。
And then we also make a craft relating to that day's teaching. And for Valentine's Day, we made a bookmark.
对，孩子们都是非常的心灵手巧。
The students were very skillful in making their craft.
然后呢，我们的第二个节日是 Thanksgiving.
And the second holiday is Thanksgiving.
是感恩节，对。
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
然后还有是 Christmas.
And then we also taught Christmas.
Yeah. 还有最后一个呢，就是讲到了这个复活节。
And lastly, we talked about Easter.
复活节就跟他们宣扬一下天父从天父来的爱。
So we would proclaim to them the love from our Heavenly Father.
所以可以见到，就是从第一天，从那种人与人之间的那种爱啊，到最后的这种属天的爱。
So we beginning with the human love, and then at the end we talk about the God's love.
Yeah, 之后呢，我们还要跟他们分享一下我们每个人的见证。
And on that day, we also share the teachers all share their personal testimony.
对，然后他们都很认真的在听。
And when we share our testimony, they really focus their attention to what we say.
对，就是那些比较皮的那种学生也会很认真在听你的见证。
Even the students who were naughty before, you know, they paid special attention when we share our personal story.
我觉得这是圣灵在工作。
And I think that is how the Holy Spirit was working. And then we also explain, on that day we also explain the gospel bracelet. 那天呢，我们也特别解释福音手环。好，然后呢，在讲到个人见证跟分享福音手环之后呢，我们会做一个呼召。So after we share our personal testimony and share the meaning of the gospel bracelet.We would make altar calls and guess what's the percentage of all the students that would respond? 100%? 你们觉得学生回应的比例是多少？ 80%. Average. 好，平均来说 80% of the students would respond and say yes. Raise their hand. Okay. So this is wonderful. Now, I want to explain to you about the gospel bracelet. 我想我们在座当中很多人好可能就是来教会一段时间了，但是还没有要清楚听到这个福音基本的信息是什么，所以我想借这个机会呢，也跟你们传福音。我们跟学生传福音了，我要借这个机会跟你们传这个最简单的福音。So I want to also use this opportunity to share the very simple gospel with you. 啊，好，所以我们从黄色开始，在这福音手环上呢，每一个颜色上面都有一个字，我们也趁着就教他们字。So we begin with the yellow color. Yellow is
Heaven.
Yeah, okay. 我们就讲好神为我们预备的一个美好的地方，好神爱我们就是天堂。And then the next color,
black,
是黑色的。And what's the word on the black? 黑色上什么字？
神，
就是我们的罪，跟我们跟神隔离开了哈。那之后呢？怎么办
？Red color.
然后就是一个红色，好，红色，红色上面什么字呢
？Blood.
So on the red color, we have the word blood.这个血就是讲到耶稣基督，好，为了洗净我们的罪，怎么样？他流了宝血。And then after the red color is
blue，
是蓝色。蓝色是什么呢？
信心。
是信心 faith， 我们要有信心去接受圣经的话，接受神为我们的救赎，接受耶稣为我们的受死。
Right.
And then after faith，
and then 就是在 opposite from black， it's white， right？ Then white says forgiven on it.
然后跟黑色对立的，你把它维持一个状态就是白色。白色是什么呢？就是上帝的赦免。好，我们写的 forgiveness， 上帝的赦免。然后呢
？Green.
然后是绿色，绿色表示什么呢 ？What is green？ 成长，成长。然后绿色到后来怎么样？又转成。
Heaven.
回到黄色了哈，回到跟神的好的关系，这就是非常基本的福音。OK， 那为什么福音这么简单呢？我常常想，为什么神把福音做得这么简单 ？Sometimes I wonder why God made the gospel so easy。为什么呢 He wants all to be saved, that no one should perish. 想要万人得救，不希望有一个人沉沦。这就是为什么福音是这么简单。OK， 所以你不要拿基督教福音说，哎呀，佛教多么高深啊，基督教什么东西嘛？这不是神的心意哈。Some people， 对不起，我不是特别讲某一个宗教，对不起，我不应该说只用佛教哈。就任何的信仰，如果你觉得他的教义很高深的话呢，很好。但是神为了万人得救，他把这么简单的福音告诉我们。OK， so for everyone to believe, to understand, and to accept, God made the gospel very simple, but it's also with a big price. 但不是因为它的简单，它就非常廉价。绝对不是啊， not because it's simple that it's cheap. 因为神为他自己舍了这个生命，花了很大的代价，流血。所以 it's God paid a big price for this salvation, for this gospel for us. Okay.
In 我们那个整个的短训过程当中，我们有一个任务，就是学校的学校规定的，就是最好是在结束最后一天，以一个展示的机会呈现给大家。那么所以呢，平时的课上我们就跟同学们进行交流啊，还有教他们一些祷告。
Besides teaching the curriculum, we also spend personal time with the students to talk to them, to get to know them, and to pray with them.
这是在课上进行辅导。这个男孩子其实刚去的头两天，我就把这个图给大家了，因为我是我们第一周的时候，他作为一个我们那个团队里头一个负责的，领着我们去培训，在课上，然后在一些活动的时候，他也来组织这个全会的会场。
I noticed this young man at our first week of ministry. He was kind of a leader, helping us in organizing the classrooms.In organizing the co-workers meeting and organizing activities.
他的中文名字叫凯恩，英文名字叫
Rainbow.
Rainbow.
His Chinese name is 凯恩 but his English name is Rainbow.
对，彩虹，对，就是说这都是恩典。然后我对他挺好奇的，就是因为他是本身家就住在台中。
And I was curious about him because he lived in Taichung.
在所有的活动当中，他就有一种主人翁的姿态。
So in all the activities, you know, he feels he's the host.
所有大家只要有点什么事，或者是需要什么帮助的时候，他会第一个站出来。
So if there's anything that you need, he will be the first one to help.
我们在晚上吃完晚饭，然后到礼堂敬拜的时候，有一次他自己一个人带所有的大家一起来敬拜。
And one day after dinner, we went to the chapel to have our assembly, and he was the only person who played the piano and led the worship.
他会弹钢琴，他会弹吉他。
He played piano. He also can play guitar.
所以我就觉得对这个孩子也挺好奇。
So I was pretty curious about him.
后来了解到他的爸爸就是。当地的一个传道人。
And then I understand that his father was also a preacher.
可是他在坐，他就坐在我们通往学校的路上那个车上时候，他自己给大家唠嗑，就在做见证。
And then one day on the bus to the school, he began to share his personal story.
他就说有一段时间他非常非常的。不听父母的话。
He said there was a one time he was very disobedient to his parents.
他愿意玩游戏。
He would love to play games.
从早到晚。
From morning till night.
爸爸妈妈非常非常的难过伤心。
So his parents were very disappointed and very sorry for him.
可是他说的真的就是神走进了他的心里。
Because God Now moved into his heart.
知道，我就在想，他后来他说，当他意识到神真的进入他生命的时候
，And then he said when God really came into his heart,
他就知道不应该浪费时间了。
He realized that he shouldn't waste time anymore.
抓紧时间，努力复习。
So he, you know, he used all his time to study.
居然考上了。 台湾最有名的台湾大学台大。
And then he went into 台大。
那么这回 Facebook 让我加到他，我看到他很多的团契活动，真的感觉到非常替他开心和高兴。
Later I joined Facebook with him as friends and I saw all of his pictures and he was involved in many many activities.
我一直非常羡慕的人就是说从小他就有一个非常明确的目标，他的理想。
I always envy people who from very early in their life they have ideals and they have goals for their life.
其实在这次短宣当中很多在服侍的学校的学生他们也一小有自己的理想。
And all the students we serve, many of them have their own ideals for the future.
那么凯恩他的理想是想以后全职的去服侍。
And Kai-en's ideal, his dream, is to become a full-time Christian worker.
他今年参加这次活动已经是第五个年头了。
This is the fifth year that he joined this mission.
他仅仅才22岁。
And now, right now he's only 22 years old.
像这样的同工真的很多。刚才大家看到有一个那个小男孩坐在那，他是我第一周的同工，他的名字叫 Joseph。
You also saw another young man for the Valentine lesson. He was my partner, and his name is Joseph.
他今年才16岁。
And he was 16.
可是他来短宣活动已经三年了。
But this is the third year he joined the mission trip.
相比他们的年龄，我觉得我还是一个非常幼稚的一个起步阶段的小学生。
But compared to their age, I feel I'm spiritually childish.
很羡慕他们，很他在他们的生命当中有荣耀的上帝的见证。
So I admire these young people a lot because in their lives I see God's glory revealed.
这幅图是我最后服侍的最后一个学校。
And this is the last school that I served.
大家可不可以一眼就看到后边那个男孩身后的字？
I don't need to see the writing on the back of this boy's shirt.
对，我在服侍的两所学校当中，其中有两个孩子都带着身上标志，然后我很，因为这个他写的是五福千岁。
There are two schools where I encounter students who wear a T-shirt that has inscribed certain words.And for this boy, on the back of his shirt is a 五福千岁。
还有一个孩子在他的衣服上写的妈祖的孩子。
And then another child has an inscription that says Mazu's children.
所以这也是我们这次短宣去的最重要的目的。
And so this is one of the purposes that we went for this short mission.
因为那里的孩子很小就开始在拜拜当中长大。
Because all the children who grew up there, you know, ever since they were young, they grew up in this idolatry worship.
上帝借着我们能够把他的福音传给这些孩子们，让这些迷失的小羊赶紧回到家中。
So God gives us this opportunity to share the gospel with them so they can know God as well.
然后呢，我的班上有两个同工啊。
I have two partners as co-teachers.
对对，然后这个是我，然后中间的一个是男，一个叫 David。
So David in the middle.
然后其实两个人的呢，这个叫做 Phoebe。
And then on the other side is Phoebe.
Phoebe 她是香港人。
Phoebe came from Hong Kong.
对，但是呢，她虽然从小在教会长大
，Even though she grew up in the church since she was little.
对，因为她的父母两个人都是在这个教会里面做执事的嘛。
Both of her parents serve as deacons at the church.
但是她没有觉得自己很被接受，因为是身边的人都是一些和她年龄差距比较大的人长辈。
But she didn't feel quite accepted because the people around her were much older than she is.
对对，所以说她就虽然每周都会来教会，但是她没有就是得到一些同龄的这些朋友的这种感受。
So even though she goes to church every Sunday, she didn't feel she was surrounded by people of the same age, so there wasn't that much of a connection.
后来她申请大学呢，就很巧，就是她申请到这是台湾的一所这种艺术的学院。
So when she applied for college, it so happened that she applied to a school in Taiwan, the art school.
对，在台湾的教会里面呢，都会有那种跟他年龄差不多或者比他年长几岁的这种同工呢，和他。
So she found several friends who are about the same age or just a few years older.
嗯，和他一起在这个灵里面成长。
And so she started to grow in that fellowship.
对，所以说他在就是又重新的呢，在就是团契里面建立起了信心。
So she She's, her faith was strengthened in that kind of environment.
那现在毕业了。
And after she graduated,
对，她现在需要找工作，结果呢，就找到了一个这个幼稚园教这个幼稚园的老师的工作。
And when she was looking for a job, it so happened that she found a job teaching kindergarten students art.
对，因为现在的这个就职率不是很高嘛，然后他找工作的时候也很艰难，但是呢，哎 ，later 之后他就是发现了什么，发现他的那个老板也是基督徒。
And then it's not that easy to find a job right after graduation.
就很
巧。But it so happened that she went to this kindergarten and she found this art teacher job.And she also found out that her boss is also a Christian.
对，所以说她就是这样就很顺利的就找到这样一份工作呢，还可以和自己的同事也是属灵的这个朋友。
So God provided her with a job that she would enjoy, and also provided coworkers who have the same faith.
对，她在台湾这些宣教的时候呢，教这些孩子，我可以看到。他呢是非常非常用心，给每一个人都做的那种一段话，就是每一个孩子的，他是早上凌晨两点多的时候写到凌晨两点，对，写了一段话。
And she put her heart into this mission trip that she would write a personal card to each student, and she would write until like 2 a.m. in the morning.
然后很用心的一位女生。
Yeah. So we want to share these two stories. 我们要分享这两个特别精彩的故事。To let you know, 就希望大家知道，像今天 Anderson 在主日学讲的，就是 what Anderson said in class, God is working everywhere, all around the world. You know, it's not limited in slow. 神在世界各个地方，在很多人身上工作，不只是在我们这个地方。我们出去宣教的时候，就可以碰到神，听到神在哪里哪里哪里的做的事情，非常非常的美好。So when we are on the mission, we can hear all these different stories of what God is doing around different places. So it's wonderful. Okay, 这是 and then 每天的教导之后呢，我们有段时间练习礼拜五的成果展览。Okay, so every day after each class, we have time left to practice for the Friday showcase.A different class, the teacher can pick different type of things to show, okay? And then our schedule is very hectic. 我们的这个时间表非常的紧凑哈。我们上午五点半起床 ，we rise up at 5:30, 六点十分开始晨更 ，6:10 have morning devotion, 然后七点出发 ，7:00 we march out, 八点钟抵达学校 ，8:00 we arrive at school.八点十五分或八点半就是朝会开始 ,8:15 or 8:30 we start the morning assembly, and then finish at 12:00, 十二点结束然后马上 pack, right away we have to pack, get on the bus again, 赶快就上到公车上去要开一个小时到下一个学校 and then we drive an hour to the next school. So every day we teach at two different schools, 每天我们教两个不同的学校那第二个学校呢 on the second school, 下午大概四五点结束bus 再开一个小时回去 so we finish the second school about 4 or 5 and the bus will drive us back home at about 4 or 5 o'clock and then 5:30 to 6 dinner 五点半到六点吃晚饭然后怎么样七点晚上的 night briefing 好
对那我们就是很幸运也不算很幸运就是很有福气的就是我们的午餐呢都是一种便当嘛然后你可以看到就是有
这是一个 bento box for lunch
对啊可以有三个素菜然后一个这个荤菜啊
three veggies and one meat
对还蛮营养均衡的就是
yeah, three balanced meal
对对对我们每个就是学校的这个 领导的都是给我们就是准备的非常在时间上，我们到了就有饭吃。
And our school leaders would have this all prepared, so when we arrive at school, we can hurry up and eat our lunch.
对对对，看起来还不错。
Good lunch.
Yeah. 然后呢，我们在就是中午吃完饭之后有一个很短很短的午休，因为我们接着马上就要去那个大会堂里面嘛，去带学生跳舞啊什么的。
So we will have a very brief lunchtime break, and then we have to hurry and go to the next assembly and start the curriculum again.
对，就是要很快。然后我们还好，就是我们就是同工里面的某一个家庭啊，出来就是给我们提供说所有的行程的那个每一天的这个饮料，所以我们还可以喝到这个奶茶，是吗？
So and sometimes some school teacher or parents of our coworkers will say, "Oh, we'll buy you all the drinks today." So we get to have milk tea or boba milk tea. Hello, yeah, very generous. So 我们晚上大概五点半六点一起吃晚饭，好。Finally, dinner time at back at the camp, 就回到营地来吃晚餐。然后晚餐之后呢，就有这个晚间的简报 night briefing。那通常在这个晚间简报的时候呢，牧师会说你们有没有谁要分享今天发生什么事情啊？然后分享，然后分享完了之后呢，又要到楼上去备课。每天五点半起床，到吃晚饭已经十二个小时了，然后又到晚上才十点。才可以回到房间睡觉，所以很紧凑的哈。So it's worth the money. OK， 你们的奉献值得了哈。那我分享我自己特别做故事。So one evening I got up and I shared. 一天晚上我就起来分享哈。The first week on Wednesday, after dinner, I went to my room and tried to rest a little bit before the night briefing.And then my glass, my frame broke. 第一个礼拜，礼拜三晚上吃完晚饭，我到房间稍微休息一下，然后再去参加这个晚上的简报。我眼镜呢，忽然这个框框啊镜框断掉了，我的眼镜就不能用了。所以我赶快下楼去找负责人，说：“哎呀，我的眼镜断了，怎么办？” So I went downstairs right away and asked for the camp leader. And said, "My glasses broke. What can I do?" 他就马上找人带我到最近的一家眼镜店，说赶快去配衣服。So he asked somebody to take me to the nearest the glass optical glasses store to find out. And then, of course, you cannot get your glasses right away, right? 当然，他们也不可能马上就一副配好给你。他就后来谈了老半天。So after we talked, the lady said, 他就从抽屉里拿出一副眼镜。他说哦，根据刚刚对你的这眼镜的检查呢，这副眼镜跟你的度数差不多。So he said, after examining your glasses, this pair of glasses was returned to me a few days ago because one of the students, his eyesight has changed, so he's returning these glasses. I can lend you this pair of glasses until Saturday you pick up your own. 他说呢，这个度数跟你的很接近哈，我可以借你戴，到礼拜六你来拿自己新配的眼镜。我一戴上去。So when I put it on, 哇，比我自己的眼睛都清楚。I was so much clearer than my own glasses. 所以而且戴得很漂亮哦。Also the frame looks very good, you know, with my face. 有人甚至建议我说，哎，陈培松，你要把那个买下来。Some people even suggest me 说，哦 ，Mrs. Annie, you should buy that pair, you know, it's good, looks good on you. But anyway, 所以我说第一个非常感谢神哈。So first of all, I thank God that.My glass was replaced perfectly, and then I got my own Saturday. 所以我那个眼镜暂时戴了非常的好，而且礼拜六我拿到这个眼镜，而且没有任何的没有影响到服饰。好，那另外一个见证就是 another testimony. 我那天也学了，就是说，礼拜二的晚上 on Tuesday night, I have a very strange dream. 礼拜二晚上我做了一个非常奇怪的梦。那这个梦让我吓起来了哈 ，so I was awake, I woke up out of fear 哈，然后第三天第二天早上我就跟一个姐妹分享说 ，on the second day I share was a leading 她是一个梁长老的太太，我就跟她分享说我做了一个很奇怪的梦 ，so on the next morning I share with the Mrs. Liang's wife I said I had a very strange dream， 那边她就说她就马上跟我说哎呀。 我今天忘了告诉大家，要特别要会征战，要做征战的祷告啊，要认罪悔改，求神来洁净来遮盖。他说我今天忘了提醒大家要征战，要做征战的祷告。So we need to have a spiritual battle prayer today, and people everyone need to cleanse themselves, you know, before we go to ministry. And then we line up. 然后我们就去排队了。排队之后呢，那个圣牧师 Pastor Chen 就叫我们唱一首歌叫十字架。So he led us in a song called In the Cross, just the chorus. In the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find. 他唱到这里呢，圣牧师就叫我们唱十字架，十字架，好，永是我的荣耀，好，直到我什么好，因为他就停下来 ，he stopped. But I thought, oh, maybe he forgot the verse, the last one. 所以我想说，哎，或许他忘了最后一句话。我就去唱 Rest beyond the river， 好，就是在这个河边能够安息哈。哎，圣牧师听到我唱，他就说，哎，应该把裴师母叫出来。So when 圣牧师 he heard my singing, he said, "Oh, I need to ask Mrs. Pastor to come and pray." 我好吃惊哦，因为他们每次都是男牧师带大家祷告，从来没有叫我出来。So every time they pray, they ask the male pastors.所以就出来啊，我就想到 ，So I remember this Mrs. Liang's wife told me we need to prepare our heart today to cleanse ourselves。我就用这个机会跟大家讲，说我们现在要做一个属灵征战的祷告。So right away I say, I saw how God was bringing everything together by me sharing this strange dream I had.And by her mentioning that, I forgot to ask people to pray. And then Pastor Chen called me out and said, let Annie pray. 啊，就是说这个姐妹，我跟她分享了我很奇怪的这个梦。然后她跟我说，哎呀，我们忘了今天叫大家做这个洁净的祷告。然后郑牧师，哎，忽然把我给叫出来，我就想到说要提出这个姐妹说，我们要今天为征战祷告。So I shared this at the night briefing. I see how God was at the work now.We are still covered with prayer. 好，我们仍然是被祷告来遮盖，所以非常感谢神在里面做很多的这种意想不到的事情。Yeah. 然后我们的老师哈也要为礼拜五的成果表演跳一个舞。你看到姚红跟美安哈都一直在练习 ，and you see 姚红跟美安 they practice for the showcase. 然后我呢？年纪太大了，就有一个老一个人就说：“哎，裴师傅，你不用跳了。”So when the leader say, "Oh, Mrs. Petrol, you don't have to practice this. You're too old now." 老师说哈，在这次300位的同工当中哈 ，actually among all the 300 missionaries, short-term missionaries, I counted 大概只有4位是像我这样65岁以上 ，only 4 are 65 years and above.所以我们要努力啊，我们教会的年轻人要努力啊，不能靠我们这些老骨头了哈。然后，so on Friday the teacher on the stage they still practice for the showcase, and then this is the showcase. Each class, you know, present their own song or dance or recite the story, whatever they decide to do.
在最后一天的时候，同学们和老师之间互相都留言做祝福，进行告别。
嗯，啊，学生也写一些谢卡，然后也有学生的 feedback。
有很多对我每个学生在一周，实际上没有一周，只有4天，第5天成果展示了。然后在这个短暂的时间内，跟学生能够搭建出来这种。非常亲密的关系，让他能够接纳我们，而且喜欢我们，能听我们对他的福音，真的是有上帝的对恩典在。
So actually, we spent 4 days teaching, and the last day is just for the showcase. But during these 4 days, we have established a close relationship with the students, and then they give us very positive feedback. So we see God's grace in the way we do our things.And then we use our T-shirt for them to sign their names. 最后用我们的衬衫后面的他们的签名哈，当做我们的纪念品 ，as our souvenir.
对，真的那些学校，因为台湾这种潮湿的天气，再加上它的整个的那个蚊子太多了，然后所有的孩子腿上都钉满了。管它叫红豆冰。
So because Taiwan's climate is because it's so humid and hot, a lot of mosquitoes, you know, are everywhere.
看着很心疼，也很痒。
The students were bitten by all the mosquitoes.
然后每个老师呢，到那儿第二天，师母美安腿上到现在还有印儿。
We also got bitten by mosquitoes.
全部中标。最后一天的时候，学生们。真的这真正的短暂的几天，他们跟我们搭建了非常好的友谊。
So in the last day, you know, the students had a very close relationship with us.
于是活动结束后，他们争相跟我们拍照。
So after the showcase, you know, they would grab any opportunity to take pictures with us.
还问老师你明年还来吗
？And they also ask, will you come back next year?
对，所以加油。
然后这些我们所有的这些同工啊，我们的老师们，然后他我们在就是彼此之间也建立了很好的这种感情啊，这种关系。
So among the teachers, we also establish good relationships.
是，最后都特别的舍不得。
Yeah, so it's hate to see us, you know, leaving. Okay, 那我现在就分享一下，就是除了这个短宣在这个两个礼拜中的工作之外呢，宣教的延伸哈，就是这整个的宣教团队，他其他还做了什么事情？I want to share a little bit about the mission extension work. On the second week, I did a lot of visits with the leaders. I didn't go to the classrooms, and they would take me. They have three focus on the extension ministry. 他们延伸的施工最主要有三方面。第一个就是继续跟学校的校长建立关系。The first is to continue to establish good relationship with all the school principals. So we would visit the schools.在我们这个拜访学校的时候呢，我就看到有些学校的楼梯上哈贴了很多经文的贴纸。So I saw many scriptures on the stairs of the schools. And then Elder Liang mentioned something to me. 梁长老就跟我讲，他说哈，在台湾的很多学校呢，图书馆啊、教室里面啊，都贴了很多这个什么法师啊、什么和尚的一些语录。They have all the proverbs from all the very famous monks. 他就想说，哎，圣经是这么好的东西哈，为什么学校没有圣经的经文呢？所以他就跟校长建议说，哎，我可不可以印一些圣经经文的贴纸，你们可以放到学校。他们说好啊。所以在学校你去看到圣经经文在这些台阶上哈。So Elder Liang mentioned to the school principals that he would like to provide the scripture labels.Stickers to place on the stairs of the schools because there's so many sayings from the famous monks at schools. He would think, oh, it would be good to have scriptures as well. 所以第一个就是跟学校建立很好的关系哈。第二个呢，他们成立了几个社区关怀中心。And the second on the focus ministry is they continue the mission work by establishing community gospel centers to continue to share the gospel and carry the word.就继续做这些学生的工作，让他们下了课可以到关怀中心来学工做功课，听一些福音的信息或是看一些。这是第二个 visit. And then another thing is they would give award to underprivileged students at these community centers. 他们会继续颁发奖助金给一些贫穷的孩子，不是因为他的成绩好，而是因为看他进步了多少。那些进步最多的小孩子，他们会颁发奖金给他们。So for students who made the biggest progress, they would give them some scholarship. So that's another thing. So we see this work coming. So first of all, they continue to establish good relationship with the school principal. 首先跟学校的校长继续建立关系。第二，在他们的这个社区关怀中心持续这个宣教的工作哈。The second is continue the mission work at the community center.And the third is to connect with the local church to help with the mission work. 第三个重点就是造访地方的教会，跟他们保持连接，然后让他们一起参与这个宣教的工作。好，所以我们最后做一个很简单的总结。好，对不起，陈牧师，我们时间拖得很长。好，美安先，
我们呢， 就是说生活不是用来炫耀的，而是要用心去感受。
So, my answer is that life is not to, to show off, but to feel, to experience life with your heart.
基督徒不是一群信耶稣的教徒。
Christians are not a group of people who believe in Jesus. They are the doctrinal Christians.
而是要活出基督样式的门徒。
But a disciple who lives out the lifestyle of Jesus.
对。然后爱是生命的火焰，我们如果没有它呢，就一切就会变成黑夜。
Love is a flame of life. We don't have this love, our lives become darkness.
对，这是非常感谢上帝的引领啊，可以带我们走这条黑暗的道路。
Okay, so I want to thank God for leading us walk this path.
让我们有力量成为这个学生们啊，然后非基督徒的这个灯塔。
So that we can become the lighthouse.For the students.
对，
然后，
大家还记得上周裴牧师讲的那个一个打扫卫生的服务员，然后他去跟我不是羡慕那个科学家，而是羡慕他那个传福音最卑微的一个工作人员。
Last week, Pastor Ray in his sermon shared a story about a janitor.Who said, I don't envy people who are, you know, famous or wealthy, but I envy people who are happy in their work.
就求主能够赏赐属天的智慧给我们。
And I ask God to continue to give His wisdom from above.
我愿成为圣洁。
I want to be holy.
为主使用。
And so that God can use me.
天父让我们这一生能够为他做什么呢？
What can we do for our Heavenly Father with our life?
静静地听。
Let us listen patiently, listen to God's voice. 好，那我自己要分享的就是说，假如我们有清楚的意向和目标，加上很好的属灵领导，还有完善的组织结构，同工都同心合意的来配合的话，这个使命一定可以完成。这是我在这次宣教感到的哈，就是 with very clear vision and goal, plus very good spiritual leadership and organization.And then the co-workers serve together in unison, the mission can be accomplished. 第二个就是说，信心的执行哈，需要祈祷。So when we act on faith, we need to have with prayer. 但我们信心的行动呢，也需要坚持。When we act on our faith, we need to persevere. 在我们到达这个宣教地的第二天呢，梁长老的哥哥过世。On the second day of arrival, Elder Liang's older brother passed away in Canada. And then last year, when they went on the leadership, his father passed away. But they continue, they didn't stop. Okay? 信心需要坚持好，信心的行动。然后，这信心的行动呢，也需要牺牲好。All the, when we act on faith requires sacrifice. 有很多人去这个表现的时候脚踝扭伤了，最后是坐着轮椅。有一个年轻牧师，因为他的第一型糖尿病 ，then was also a young pastor because of a type 1 diabetes。他有一天 ，he became unconscious。有一天，就是 cannot respond， 然后要赶快送到医院里去。那就很多这种地方，我到的第一天的飞机呢，最后一个小时颠得很厉害，我又坐在倒数第三排，就到时候我不得不吐了哈。So on my first flight to Taiwan, I was sitting on the row 72, like third from the last. And then the last hour of the flight was that the plane tumbled a lot, you know. So finally I had to throw up. And then when I arrived, I found my hands and my feet swollen. 好，当我到台湾的时候，我就发现，哎，我怎么搞的？我的手脚这么肿？好，我就发现，哎呀，我可能太累了，我的这个肾脏这个 is not working well. 我就想说，哎 ，maybe I'm too tired, my kidney wasn't working well.But during the day, you know, it would go down, and at night it would come back up again. You know, but you have to persevere, right? 但是你必须坚持下去哈。这个走这个信心的路就是必须这样。你想祷告，你要付出，哈，你要坚持，哈，你要牺牲，这样神的工作才可以完成。所以你不要觉得说我们去短宣太辛苦，太辛苦是什么 ？So don't think that it's too hard to go mission trip. 太辛苦是必然的。It's necessary. Okay, this is 我的一个感想。